Grass fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going back to the phone.
Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me.
967-2789.
You know how I like it when you love. Dominic, the Trump, I guess you'd call him the biographer, Timothy O'Brien. He writes for Bloomberg. It was pointed out his opinion as to why Trump had these documents. And he offered like three different opinions, but here was the one that stuck in my mind. I think you'll like it, Dom. I think it might be somewhere close to the truth. Unfettered greed has motivated Trump his entire life. He didn't get into the casino business to beautify Atlantic City. He didn't propose a mega development on Manhattan's west side because it would have made New York more livable. He didn't start Trump University to educate students, and he didn't host The Apprentice to tutor entrepreneurs. He didn't originally run for president to revitalize democracy. Money, 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 money. It's a grift, Dom. That, according to Trump's biography, O'Brien, okay, he thinks that money motivated him.
Okay,
meaning he could sell some of these things.
Okay. So transferring that, you know, classified data to other parties for profit. Again, the motivation pretty much irrelevant. Once that act happens, that becomes the espionage, right?
Well, there can be things like gross negligence that would fall under Section 793 of the Espionage Act that might get, you know, a normal defendant a couple of years in jail. The former president, probably nothing other than a stern slap on the wrist in the recovery of the documents. But there are some other things. Like I said, Dom, if he's selling nuclear secrets to another country, yeah, that's a much bigger deal. I'm with you. Then you charge. But if these are paperwork crimes relative to the greater crimes.
Selling nuclear secrets is a paperwork crime, dude. What are you talking about?
That would be a crime of greater espionage.
Uranium and sending it over. I mean, they're all,
if he's got a basement full of love letters with Kim Jong-un, that might be inappropriate.
Blueprints to a nuclear weapon are on paperwork, man. That's a paperwork crime. Maybe it's a PDF. You know, what are you talking about?
Well, it's a much bigger crime if he's selling them to Putin.
You diminish what you're actually talking about. These are state secrets. This isn't a violation of a trademark, man.
It has been known about Donald Trump throughout the entire term of his presidency. What? Either tore up papers, or he flushed papers, or he destroyed papers. I'm done. Rips them in half, throws them on the ground. And they taped them back together. So the fact that this guy disrespects the National Archives, you know, relative to the fact he disrespected the Constitution and democracy and tried to, you know, perpetrate a coup against the government, I want to see him charged with the real crimes. That's my broader point.
9-6-7-2-7-8-9 If the evidence continues to be as we think it is, for those things to come to fruition. But, you know, none of those investigations and ultimately the charges that will come, you know, were handed to you. We're handed to the DOJ. I mean, there's investigations. There's
processors.
There's subpoenas. There's evidence. There's emails. There's phone records. I mean,
there's freaking audio tapes. 11,780 votes, man. Why is there not a charge on the tampering in Georgia of the Fulton County? Rudy's a target.
It's coming.
Yeah, but that's a state-level charge.
Say paperwork crimes and, you know, I think it diminishes because we don't know. Again, not a memento. And if you agree with what the biographer says, he did it for money. How do we know he didn't already get the money? He's had these documents for a year and a half. Come on, man. It's suddenly I got $2 billion from the Saudis. And then they came and did this whole golf thing. I mean, there's weird things happening, right? And I did see some reporting that perhaps they'll fingerprint some of these documents. I'm not sure what they're going to find out there. You can make a copy of a piece of paper, Crudy, and give it to a foreign adversary. That's a paperwork crime. But if the contents of that paper are state secrets, it's not just a paperwork crime, man.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I said that would be a different level of criminality. But we haven't yet heard those accusations, just a distinction in codes. And I'm saying if it is the lesser distinction, if it's negligent and, you know, taking back documents that never should have been taken by the president, no doubt, those are paperwork crimes that will probably lead to other violent outcomes for our nation because Trump will continue to incite the violent cult members. I mean, if we're going to have violence, if this is going to stir or move towards a civil war, come on, man, charge the actual crimes. You know, don't charge all the crimes.
You charge all the crimes, man.
You don't have enough courts.
You're ready to charge.
Okay. You don't have enough courts in this country to charge Trump with all the crimes. You know what I mean? At a certain point, it seems like you're piling on. I just want to see the actual crimes. Let's start with Georgia, Fulton County. Now, apparently, Rudy Giuliani is a target of this investigation. His lawyers have been asking for some time. They said, yes, your guy is a target of a criminal investigation. He must give testimony before a grand jury. He can go and plead the fifth. He doesn't have to self-incriminate, but that doesn't mean we're not going to indict the man. Well, Rudy, of course, could always flip on the old man. But Rudy and Lindsey Graham and Donald Trump all waded firmly into the Georgia electoral process and tried to subvert the electoral outcome. We know that because it's on freaking audio tape. We heard it on January 5th. They heard it in Georgia. That's why Loeffler and Perdue lost the special election in no small part. So let's just charge that crime. You know what I mean? That's a real crime. It's on audio tape. We heard it on the day after it happened, like 2 days later. We've got the testimony of Raffensperger. We've got everybody. Roll this son of a gun up and let's start dropping some freaking indictments and let's stop talking about the paperwork in the basement at Mar-a-Lago unless he sold it to Pooty Poot.
International or state secrets says paperwork, dude. Everything is paperwork. Do you get that? I mean, unless it's a PDF on a computer, it's on the paper.
Hey, I tell you what, if they put the coup in paper.
Cash, it's just paperwork. I got a bunch of paper. It's cash, but it's just paper. Come on.
The coup attempt was also a paperwork crime of sorts. But when they actually charge that, it's going to have a much more stinging kind of effect and a much more chilling effect, I would hope, on those that would perpetrate further violence against our nation and our government and our Constitution. And you know what? So I don't think there'll be any future presidents that I have to worry about running off to their beach house with all the state secrets. I think that's probably an isolated incident. I'm not worried about trying to straighten out the next president, make him fly right. I'm more worried about the coup attempt and all the people that were a part and all the Congress people. And if they win the midterms, they're going to shut down the January 6th and they're going to what? Effectively go after Joe Biden. And we're going to hear a lot about Hunter Biden's what? Laptop from hell. Because to hear the Republicans tell it, that's the greater crime. That's the real crime. Well, Joe Biden's shielding his son from prosecution.
That's a paperwork crime. I can see how people could disregard it, Crudy. I mean, so listen, no matter what it is, be it the state secret violation of the Espionage Act, be it the Fulton County interference of the election, be it the coup attempt, be it all crimes are not equal.
But all
crimes are crimes. And if Donald Trump gets convicted of any of them, his supporters are going to do the same thing. It doesn't matter, dude. So you take what you get and you roll them out when you're ready to roll them out.
I want the crime conviction. The one that's going to put him in jail for the rest of his adult life. Not the one that, you know, could be 2 years, a year off, 6 months with good behavior.
Also, if he's found guilty of that, regardless of the time, he is now, he then barred from running for office again as well. Little note there.